century to New Year's. And my great grandmother, Eleanor Mayhew, and one of her best friends started the restaurant. And whenever she passed away, she left it to five. And that's my great aunt Heidi, my cousin Willie, my uncle Bill, and my father Henry, and another cousin Lindsay Gordon. And Heidi pretty much keeps things in line for us, but everybody works together to keep things going. And Helvetia has always been home. I've lived in different counties and different states, but Helvetia has always been home to us.
What are some of your memories of Helvetia when you were growing up?
Well, some of the memories, let's see. We always, when you were younger, it was cool to, I'm washing the dishes at the Hutte, or, I'm helping cut the lemons at the Hutte. You know, you were like, I have a job, and you don't have it, you know. So, that was kind of, you know, that was fun for us as children. And Mika was always very, Mika is Eleanor. And Mika was always very welcoming to anybody. So, come in and, you know, enjoy yourself, take your time. So, there are two swinging gates between the kitchen and the breezeway. And as a small child, you want, it's just nature to swing on the gates. And Mika would say, get off them damn gates. Don't touch the gates. Quit swinging on the damn gates. So you'd have to go away from the gates, you know. And then later you're like, oh, she's not looking. And she would come from anywhere and be like, are you on those gates? So, of course, you know, that's a fond memory of Mika. So, and, you know, we'd be like, lunchtime, so let's go to the restaurant. Well, of course, when you're 10 years old, you don't think, they're busy, maybe I should make my own sandwich. So we come and be like, hey, can I have a sandwich? One day, I went into the restaurant and I was like, can I get a roast beef sandwich with tomatoes and lettuce? And Mita was sitting in her chair in the breezeway, and she comes around the corner, don't you think it would be proper to ask me first? And I said, yeah, probably. So, from then on, I think I ask every time, Heidi, do you think it'd be all right if I get a bowl of soup? Or even though it's family, it's still, you need to ask. Just because, I don't know why, but.
Right. So you would hop in a lot and get food?
Yeah, we definitely hopped in a lot and got food. And then, you know, I began working there when I was 13. So washing dishes, cutting lemons, as I mentioned, you know, small things, small tasks, sweeping up messes, you know, greeting people, that kind of thing when I was about 13. I did not start getting paid till I was 15, and then I got paid the waitress wages, and I was able to keep some of my tips, which was great when we were 13, and I was like, yes, this is so awesome. So, of course, you know, now I'm like, yes, buffet season is awesome when it comes back in, because, you know, you get things like, I would never go and be like, can I have a sour button dinner, just because I know the girl was like, are you kidding me? So, it is definitely a treat when buffet season comes in, and it is also a treat when it comes out, because when buffet season's in, you know every Sunday what you're getting is what you're having.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Because the sour button
the sour button is, you don't ask for that, you don't ask for Ross. Because the Rosties take about 20 minutes to fry, and it's a lot of work to get them. So, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody that works there is a perfectionist. So,
that's so why do you think, what is the importance of the restaurant here?
Well, I think that the restaurant's important because it brings a lot of people to Helvetia, especially, you know, word of mouth is the best form of advertisement. So if somebody comes here and is like, oh man, I really love whatever, and go tell us, just, you know, the most beautiful town, all this, and they go tell somebody else, and of course these people are going to be like, oh, really cool. So it really helps bring people here and explore more. And it also just, I feel like it is a staple to Helvetia because it ties together this list atmosphere. You know, when you walk down the road and you smell the Rosties frying or the chicken bacon, the curry chicken bacon, then you're like, oh man, you know, it just feels like Helvetia. And definitely you can tell when they are frying chicken, because it is curry all the way. And when you walk in there, you're walking out with curry in your clothes.
My favorite thing to eat?
Probably a rosti, just because we don't get them often, and potatoes anyway are pretty much good. But I like the rosti and the sausage, the homemade sausage and red sauce. It is so good. It is one of a kind. You'll never find it anywhere else. Actually, yes. Last Sunday, my father was making the onion quiche for the buffet, and he was kneading the pie crust. And I was like, that pie crust is so flaky. And I was watching, you know, from a distance, and I was like, man, it is so flaky and it's so light. I bet that would be so good in a pie, you know? So I'm kind of pondering around. It's like 10 in the morning, the buffet doesn't start till noon, and I was like, I have time. So I made up the pie crust myself and made a delicious apple crumble pie, and it was the best thing ever. And it was gone in like 10 minutes. I was like, hey guys, I called everyone, hey, you want to come try my onion quiche pie? It's not onion quiche, but it's made with the onion quiche crust. And that was good. And I work at the restaurant in the summer too, part-time, waitressing, and I also have another job until we were in a babysit. And so part-time I work for that restaurant, waitressing. And part of being a waitress is you don't just waitress. It's like being a dishwasher. You don't just wash dishes. Everybody has their own little side job. So, you know, I have to a lot of times help make the kraut, applesauce, salad dressing. I've made the sausage, mixed it up and patted it out, the sausage sauce. I mean, there's so many things that have to be done. Everybody has to pitch in, whether you're a waitress or a dishwasher or the cook. Everybody helps everybody. Which is kind of nice.
What is in the pie crust? Is it butter or is it?
The pie crust has a lot of shortening, and it makes it very flaky and very light and is nice. It's nice.
So did the pie get served at the restaurant, or was it?
The pie did not get served at the restaurant because it was, you know, a very small pie, so it would have not lasted very long. But the pie did get served to all of the staff that was there that day, and Aunt Heidi was called over to have some with Jerry as well, so.
So did you grow up eating dishwashers at home too?
Whenever my grandma Kathy was alive, in the earlier years of my childhood, I remember a little bit. But mostly it was everybody kind of wanted something other than the Swiss recipes when we got home. Grandma Kathy would incorporate a lot of, like, nutmeg in things and different things like that. But she wasn't like, oh, let me make some sauerbraut. And I think because it was such a specialty to have it at the restaurant, but, you know.
Is nutmeg a Swiss thing?
Nutmeg is, yeah. It, yes.
I know it's on the cobbler.
It is. Yes, and if the cobbler does not have the nutmeg on the whipped topping, the homemade whipped topping, then the cobbler does not taste like the whole taste peach cobbler.
I bet. So what are some other ways that food is part of the community here?
Well, we use food for a lot of our fundraising activities. So Fosnacht, there's food. You know, Christmas, New Year's Eve, there's food. There's the Feast of St. Nicholas, we have the Rant Dinner. I mean, food is a very large part of our community and brings a lot of our money in to keep the town, to have the upkeep of the town, help with the upkeep of the town. And so with the money that we raise from Rant Dinner and all these different things, we use to, they go into the organizations who host them. So the Rant Dinner is hosted by Helvetia Farm Women's Club and the Hall Association. So the funds that are raised get split between the two groups, and the Helvetia Farm Women helps with flower gardens, and if you notice that the siding might be coming off of a building or something, we would help with that, or, oh, a bench might be nice here, so, you know, people may sit and look at the river. We do things like that. The Hall Association runs the hall where the ramp dinner is hosted, and they deal with the electric and the upkeep of the hall, and they obviously we could not have the ramp dinner without the Hall Association. And like I said before, that with the Hickey, it's just it wouldn't be the same if people came to Helvetia, or if I come home from college and I don't smell the sausage cooking or I don't smell the chicken cooking, because that just gives it the Swiss feel. The Ram Supper was always a big deal. I remember that all of the family came in, and everybody has, you know, things that they're doing. Of course, you know, going to the cabin, having a campfire, or it just depends on who you are. But I remember the family coming in, and we would all work together. I know getting up early the day of the ramp dinner and having to peel the potatoes to be ready to be fried, and setting everything up, a lot of cleaning. Cleaning ramps, you come down after school every day for weeks to clean ramps, every day for weeks. And you would go to school and be like, I'm really sorry guys, it is in my fingerprints. So, and I always help serve. I love people, I love to be around people, I always have my whole life, I'm very sociable. So I love to serve, and I've always served. And last year, they had an idea to get rid of the ramp dinner. And this really upset me. I was like, are you guys kidding? You know, the ramp dinner is a big part of my life and the Helvetia's life, really, if you think about it. The ramp dinner brings so many people here, and it helps with the restaurant. I mean, people will come eat the ramp dinner, and then we'll go eat the restaurant. And it brings people here, it gets people together, and it raises money for our community. And I sent out an email to almost every person in Helvetia, saying, you know, the younger population of Helvetia does not want to get rid of the ramp dinner because of its importance to us, and it is such a staple to our community. Like, I know people who think of Helvetia, and they're like, oh yes, the ramp dinner and the hotel. You know, those are the first two things that come to their mind. So I sent an email, and fortunately, I had enough people sign my quote-unquote petition that we had the ramp dinner last year, and it was the best ramp dinner we've had in like 10 years. And it was pouring rain. It was awful weather. I would never go out in that weather. I would never be like, all right, let's go to the ramp dinner. Never. I'd be like, no, we'll stay home and I'll make soup or something. It was an awful, cold, awful day. But we had a magnificent turnout, and it was just like, it was so nice to meet, to see, like, a blossoming of, I don't know how to explain it. It was very nice to experience that last year.
And why do you think it was so good last year?
I don't know why it was so good last year. I guess maybe we had some people working for us as Inform Women, doing a little more advertising. So we were on the radio, we were in the newspaper, we were in the Prospector. We had signs up all over. I mean, I think maybe the advertising, and like I said before, the word of mouth of anything is the best form of advertising you can possibly get. So, I don't know, but it was a great year for all that to happen because I had pushed so hard. The ramps that are sautéed, I can eat those all day, and they hurt my stomach so bad, but I don't care. And I go to work, and I'm like, I know, I'm sorry, I put, like, all kinds of stuff on this morning, and I still smell, I'm sorry. So, of course, you know, I also love just mingling with everyone, and seeing new faces that haven't been here before, and getting to know people that I maybe didn't know last year, growing closer to the older folks in Helvetia. I know Cecilia Smith and I have become very close over the last 2 years just through Farm Women and the ramp dinner and everything.
Are you part of Farm Women?
I am part of Farm Women. And, you know, whenever I joined, I was 14 years old, and it was a bunch of old ladies having tea and crumpets. And I was so excited because I was a part of Helvetia Farm Women's Club.
What do you do with them?
We have outgoing, so we will go to different places like museums and things and explore West Virginia. And also we have the rant dinner, we hold meetings. So we have the prisoners from Huttonsville come and clean up. We make their food for them and help with the desserts and stuff for all the occasions. The 4-H's, we work a lot with the 4-H's, make them snacks and, you know, have clean-up days, like little clean-up days with them. And like I said before, if we notice something that might be needed added to the community, we'll help out with that. I know they're working on a playground below the church, and the farm women, I think, contributed some money to that cause, just because we love to see the community grow, and anything to help, especially the younger generation, to get them to stay around, which I don't think any of us would leave, really, I don't. I'm all the time like, I'm not coming back here, you know, but I know that even thinking about going to college is like, oh man, I'm going to miss out on so much. Being here every day and being here every weekend is really different. Feast of St. Nicholas, the kids make Gritzy Bombs, which is a type of bread formed into like almost a gingerbread man, but with German bread. And they put fruits, dried fruits, and things on it to decorate it, of course. And then Santa Claus comes and hands out gifts, of course, and we play different games and sing and have snacks and hot chocolate. And then the story of St. Nicholas is read to the children. So it's a pleasant evening for families to bring their children out and, you know, especially the Gritzy Bombs. The kids get to play in the kitchen and help make their Gritzy Bombs and decorate them. So I know it's a tradition for gingerbread men, just for us, it's different.
Is it a
spread out? Sometimes, I believe. Come for that too. So that's also a big time. Like, oh, it's fair time. All the family's going to be in. Everybody's going to be having fun and mingling. And so a big part of that is the parade. Everybody prepares their floats, all the organizations, and even some families make floats, you know, by themselves. Like, oh, here's the one we have is called Carlin Road Float, because all of the, pretty much everyone that lives on Carlin are either really close friends or related. So they do a float of Carlin Road. And, you know, the Butler family float, you have the farm women's float, the, you know, culture house float. So you have all these floats that come through that just kind of identify the organization's personalities as organizations. So the farm women last year had a tea party on their float with flowers. And, you know, the Carlin place usually does, like, some kind of hunting theme or, you know, like, happy time theme. So, you know, you can identify, oh, well, this organization probably does these things with this purpose, you know, by that.
What about the food?
The food at the fair. The food is a good part. We have food at this at the hall, and it is served at the to-go windows, and you can get usually like bratwurst, kraut, and you can get hamburgers, that kind of thing here. And then of course the hotte, maybe a sampler plate so that it's a little easier on the faculty there. The culture house will sometimes have hot dogs and that kind of thing up there, just because there's, it kind of gives the community, the people in the community, a variety.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, you know, oh, I want a bratwurst, or oh, I want to go eat the hotte, or whatever they would like to do. There aren't usually food vendors, so, like, no funnel cakes, none of that kind of stuff, just because we like to keep it a little traditional. There's a craft hall, and you can go in there and buy, like, pepperoni rolls if the lady's selling there, or, like, cupcakes, or little banana bread, or, you know. And usually, the Pickens School organizations, like track team, cross country, archery, PPSA, they'll have bake sales set up to support their sales.
Well, what about the, like, the displays of hand goods?
Yeah, okay, that is at the hall, where the rant dinner is being held today. And they have it set up very nicely, and people will enter anything. Oh, the cake, the loaf of bread, everything they've canned, you know, we get all kinds of stuff. So I usually enter photography and art, because those are the things that interest me in what I do, so I don't have anything else. People grow things in their gardens, and what they harvest, if they feel like it is something, you know, elaborate, then they will enter it, and blue ribbons around here is a big deal. Now, if we get a blue ribbon, we have to hang it up on a peg in our house, because that's where the blue ribbons go. And we have probably about 48 blue ribbons in. And so, you know, Dad really pushes us kids to enter a lot of things. Like, oh, he found a dandelion one time that was probably 3 inches in diameter. And we had never seen anything like it. And so he was like, should we enter it into the fair? And I'm like, you would win, because nobody else is going to enter a dandelion into the fair. You know. So the fair is definitely a big part. And I know the older ladies and families spend a lot of time preparing their loaves of bread to be judged, or their batch of cookies, the perfect batch. It has to be perfect batch of cookies. And everybody kind of takes pride in that, like, oh, and that can win a blue ribbon. Or, oh, did you put a loaf of bread in the fair last year? So did I, and I got the ribbon. You know, it's kind of, it's a little bit of competition for our community, which is nice. You need that sometimes. Most definitely. Just because I feel that, you know, we have people that work at the Hippe or that are friends with the staff at the Hippe that are so like, oh, I grew some tomatoes here. It's some fresh bun tomatoes. Those are definitely different from the Walmart bought tomatoes. I mean, I can't even explain the difference there. You know, so people will contribute their harvest to the Hippe and to things like that. Or, as I said, for the fair, they will use their harvest competition, but I don't think recipes have changed that much at the Hippe. I think some of them have been tweaked a little bit to like, oh, well, this somebody might make a comment in the staff like, well, I feel like this is a little too salty, so they tweak it just a little bit, and they're like, ah, perfect. You know, like I said, they're perfectionists, so they will do something until it's something that you can take pride in. You know. Well, I will tell you that all three chefs that we have at the hotel right now, that are the people that will cook for us, they all do cobbler differently. So, Melissa, her cobbler is very sweet and very syrupy, so we all love that. We're like, oh yes, all that brown sugar is so delicious, you know. And my father's is more cakey and, like, moist, like wet kind of. And Debbie's cobbler is like cake with peaches on it. So everybody does their cobbler a little different. So yes, Dad has definitely tweaked the recipes because, and also when cooking the chicken, they don't measure the spices they put on. So the chicken is probably different every time because they're just like, oh, shake a little curry, shake a little this, do this and that. And so, you know, everybody does it a little. I think everybody does it a little different. And Debbie and Melissa are the only ones successful at making bread that raises properly and bakes properly. My father's is a little too dense yet, but he'll get there. I have faith in him.
Do they have it like a sourdough, or do they use yeast?
They use yeast. Yes, and it is. You won't find it anywhere else.
Yeah, Debbie was telling me yesterday that Illinois is like rye bread.
Yeah. Well, of course I'll make them in my home whenever I have a home of my own. I'll definitely bring people from college and introduce new people all the time. I really like to introduce new people to, like, oh, look where I'm from, you know. This is a place that I really take pride in as a young adult, and I feel very content here. So I would hope to think that one day, you know, when my father passes, or, you know, the five that are currently owners of the hotel will pass it to me or my brothers. That way it still stays in the family, and, you know, I would like to take part in it someday just because I'm so proud, and I am very appreciative to be a part of such a unique place.
Are other people your age and younger, are they interested in it as much as you?
Not really. A lot of the younger people my age are more like, I can't wait to get out of here, you know. They have different interests. I guess I was just raised very cultural, and I was always very involved with my community. I've always volunteered a lot, and I've always been very interested in everything going on, and the other people kind of stay to themselves. You know, we have BSL now, so in it.
Oh, yeah.
So. Which I love the internet, don't get me wrong, but I also love my community. So.
Cool.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered it all.
Well, thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome.